We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Good morning to everybody out there on a Friday. We made it. We made it. Long week, but we have made it. Warriors and Pacers later today at Chase Center before they go on the road for four games. And man, this schedule's coming up. It's brutal. Indiana, Minnesota, Miami and Orlando, my Orlando Magic. Remember that? Guys are laughing at me about their Orlando. The only guy who was rocking with me on Orlando was my guy, Tyler Miller. How you guys like us now? Anyway.
I mean, they've been bad since like 2009, so about time.
No, it's not about time. Hey.
I have always rocked with Paolo Banchero. Always.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, good morning to everybody out there. Getting off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? If you're getting ready for work, what is happening? If you're in traffic, drive safely, folks. People are driving crazy out here these days. Be safe. All the overnight dancers. Hopefully you have a great weekend as well as the weather warms up. Homicide detectives. All the baristas out there making those cappuccinos and lattes. Good morning to all of you guys. Good morning to Lubin, Spinotti, YouTube, and Twitch. And you, Joe Shasky, by the way, YouTube and Twitch brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today at the Comcast Business Text Line. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will get flushed. Maybe that's why we're not getting as many calls, because people are nervous. I really believe people are nervous of getting flushed. I don't want to flush you.
It's a badge of honor.
Yeah. If you get flushed, it's okay. It's how Guru made it.
I threatened Samson yesterday to flush him if he didn't have a good interview.
You should have flushed Samson. By the way, shout out to Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Funny how Samson always comes to the show when I'm not around.
Immediately
when I'm not around. Boy.
We make great radio together.
Oh, boy.
Bonte out, Samson in. That's basically how we do it.
I like that, because I don't want to talk to that. Guys, unbelievable.
What is it? What is it about him?
Because go ask about David Samson in South Florida.
Yeah, but
if David Samson did to the Giants what he did to the Marlins, would you have that same energy?
No, but it didn't happen. But I also acknowledged. Wait, one second.
I also acknowledged we
wouldn't get
there.
Federal indictments with people snitching on each other. We wouldn't find out about the mob if there weren't a Henry Hill.
Oh man,
right? Like, well, so those people are very important.
Well, snitches get stitches.
Like, you can be a very decorated individual when it comes to your past, but that doesn't mean you don't have knowledge and bring things to the table. I don't have to agree with everything the guy says or think that he's some, you know, angel who walks on water. Like, there's somewhere in between.
I just see what he did and now the way he talks.
But that doesn't discredit all of his knowledge.
No, it's not. He does have knowledge, but he's a crook. He's a crook. He robbed the fans of South Florida of a lot of money. Again, he can't walk the streets of Miami without security.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far. But
I don't know.
I don't think he's beloved. In South Florida, that's for sure.
No, that is definitely factual.
You know?
But I don't want to make it about David Samson. I'm not a fan. I just kind of hear what he says. I'm just like, all right, dude, you did this. Why do I want to go to you about baseball? I'll go to somebody. I go to Dallas Braden, who's trying to help grow the game of baseball, who's trying to help the game of baseball.
Yeah, but Dallas Braden's never been an executive.
Right. No,
so, like, when I want an executive's opinion, that's where I go.
I go to Bobby Evans.
see Bobby at a lot of his son's games. He's
Bobby was there last night.
Another young man.
Bobby Evans was there last night. Shout out to Bobby.
I believe
Evans.
He's got one in high school and one, you know, a younger. Yeah, but good ball player.
I'm not going to advocate for a snitch.
Bobby's the best.
David Sessler doesn't get credit for now snitching on everybody after what he did to South Florida. You don't get credit for that. He got ousted. He'll never have a job in Major League Baseball again. He'll be podcasting for the rest of his life. Says a lot about him.
I mean,
if I want executive expertise, let's go call Bob Myers. We got plenty of execs we could call. Not a crook who robbed the people of South Florida, and they can't even walk down the block in Miami. Anyway, let's go to John on Highway 4. John, what's happening? You're on a roast. Forget David Sampson,
hey, man. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey. So this call is probably getting flushed, but hear me out for just one moment.
Okay.
2024 finals. 2024 finals. Warriors, Bucks. Warriors and six. Thank you.
Wow.
Why? Well, hold, John. Hold on.
I mean,
why do you believe that?
Yeah.
Why do you believe that? Give me a reason why you believe that.
Well, I'm a little bit delusional to start, and then I don't know. I think it's possible the rookies rise to the occasion. We make it out of the play-in by some miracle. Clay keeps on hitting threes, coming off the bench. Steph Curry swings up on the uptrend right at the right time, along with Andrew Wiggins. I think we got a chance. Plus, we smashed the Bucks last time.
So you got the Bucks going to the finals, beating the Celtics, Sixers, Heat.
Orlando the Bucks Magic. Are the most surprising part of that sentence.
Yeah, the Bucks are the most.
I love you.
The Bucks are the most surprising part
of
that sentence.
You know what? Me and this caller, you've now swayed me. I have a change of heart. Warriors over the Bucks in six. Let's go. It starts with the miracle of getting out of the play-in game.
That is brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. No. I don't know why you
I don't know
it.
Why we're all doom and gloom.
No, you're
just
doom and
need
gloom.
The miracle of getting out of the
don't
plane.
Say all
we're
of
there.
Us. Just don't say all of us. Look, man, I know Steiny's laughing. I know people are laughing. And the Warriors, and everybody's kicking them on
the
down.
I just found
back.
It funny how you were like, so the Bucks are going to beat this.
Right.
It's like the Warriors are the dead seed of all of the things to pick apart.
Bucks are currently the 2 seed in the East.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the Bucks is plausible.
The Warriors are not.
They're mathematically available.
Exactly. Until they're eliminated, I'm going to pull a Darren to Guru Johnson here. Until the clock says 0-0-0, Steve Kerr said the other day, and until the season is completely over, then I will still believe.
I lost. I'm out.
But I'll also say.
What was that from, Guru?
That was the knockout tournament.
What a
very first guy to get eliminated.
What a beautiful sound of audio. It literally sounds like he's walking off the court.
I believe I rattle Guru.
Why?
Because I walked into the gym right before the tournament. I said, so who's coming in second?
Oh, you did the Larry Bird.
I actually made the Final Four.
Wow.
Yeah, I pulled a Larry Bird. I walked in when Shasky didn't show up. I said, hey, I go, who's coming in second here? And they were like, And the whole point, they got rattled. And
you know
point,
what? Just well rattled.
I made it to the Final Four, and then I realized it was Grandy. Who was up? It was another youngster there. I think Lucas was in the Final Four. No, Lucas wasn't, because I knocked him out, and he was really ticked off
Lucas,
about that.
I can throw 80 miles per hour.
Yeah, I knocked him
Alexander.
Out. I knocked him out, and he was really ticked off. But I realized that, look, the cardio was going to be a factor in the Final Four. Your boy's cardio ain't up there. It's a sin.
I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be a high school All-American at the age of 41. People say, oh, yeah, I'll play 5 games. I just met a guy, I think his name's Sean. He listens every day. I met him on the block. A brother, he's 55 years old. He's like, oh, you can't shake my right hand. My hand hurts. He's 55 years old playing with the youngsters, and
good.
I applaud his energy.
Yeah,
I applaud his effort.
It.
I do respect it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we got to be smarter.
Well, I'm in a lot of trouble at home right now over the amount of activities that I'm involved in currently. So the guy's name was John. Tell him I can relate.
Sean.
Why
are you in trouble?
It's too many games, too many practices.
I don't know, Joe.
We got to pare this thing down. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Well, you know.
Unlimited possibilities.
It's a constant struggle.
I'm like your life coach, man. I this is why I love you, Shasky. This is why I love you.
But what if it makes me happy?
No, doesn't my happiness matter? But this is why I love you. Because after a while, you realize, you're like, damn, Bonte did have a point. Shasky, I was like, you know, Shasky, man, little baby LJ, man, I'm telling you, man, you're going to have to period out some things and you're going to have to cut back on some things, man. I'm just telling you, man, life is a father. I'm telling you. Ah, yeah, whatever. And now here you are. A couple months later.
Well, see, here's the problem.
Michelle mad at you.
If I had it my way, I'd just bring him with me. But she's like, no, he's not going out in the cold. It's too late. I'm like, bundle up. Let's go.
He's going to get him sick.
What do you mean we're going to get him sick? We're exposing him to the elements. We're going to keep him from getting sick. It's called building up callus.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby was raised in cave for thousands of years. And we're like a little wind at Moscone's going to kill him?
Let's compare
that. We also evolved from that.
Yeah, I mean, the guy.
Trial and error.
The guy who tells me. Bonte, sports isn't the same. This isn't 30 years ago. Things are different. And now we're going back to before AD, after BC or whatnot, about how kids are living in caves. You are the gift that keeps on giving, my man. I love you.
You know,
Tony,
you
on 880. Tony, what's on 880. Tony? What's happening? Tony, you there? Or are you making a left turn or a right turn?
Hey, there you go. How you doing? Shasky, Bonte, how you doing?
What's up, Tony? Man?
Just wanted to talk about the Warriors, man. I heard a caller earlier say that the 2024 NBA Finals, Bucks versus Warriors. I mean, he's not too far off based on our experience. But, I mean, I think we got a good chance to get to the second round, fellas. What you guys think?
Why do you think we can? I'm going to ask you why you think you have a chance to get to the second round, Tony.
Health-wise, I think we still got that experience. And, you know, you get those guys a good amount of rest in between games, and it's only maybe less than a handful of teams that I think that'll beat us based on experience and talent, Denver being one of them. But I don't see a team like maybe the Timberwolves just taking us out, even though it'll be a good test on
Sunday
when we play Minnesota.
Yep.
In Minnesota, right?
Yep, in Minnesota. The first game since first game between the two teams, Tony, since we had that ruckus in the first 90 seconds of the game.
I thought you were going to say first time since Rodriguez took control of the team.
With Rudy and Draymond, right?
Yep. Klay Thompson, McDaniels, Klay got his jersey ripped. Draymond and Gobert. We had to choke hold.
What could go wrong?
I mean, this is good. Well, Gobert, I don't know if he's back yet. I don't know, because he missed the Denver game the other night. Him and Nasri missed the Denver game.
I'm sure they Draymond almost will beat Denver. Super quiet.
No, this is going to be fascinating on Sunday. However, this is good news for the Golden State Warriors. They will have a day off. Minnesota will be on the back end of a back-to-back. It'll be their second game within 24 hours.
I think I said that about, what team was it? It wasn't the Knicks. It was the Bulls. No way the Bulls are going to play everyone.
Not only
did they play everyone, they played phenomenal.
Right.
In fact, they played better the next day than they did the night before.
Exactly. And then the Warriors should have still won, but Curry got hurt. They were up 3 with 3:59 left in the game. They're up 112-109. Curry turns the ankle.
Those clutch games.
Yeah, those clutch games. The Warriors have been in the league leading.
But we are clutch, remember.
Games. I was going to say not clutch games. They should be called.
Hey, you relax over there. Let's go to David Fresno.
Misery loves company.
Hey, we'll see you in the playoffs, Benoni.
Get ready. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to the play.
Get ready for Chase Center, baby. It's going to be rocking for that.
Wow. Raise the banner. We're going to meet in the play-in.
Have you
the Lakers and the Warriors? We're talking about a play-in tournament.
Just because of Giants side Blake Snell, you can start taking shots to the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors have been carrying this damn station for a long time.
But
you better be careful what you wish for come to Giants baseball. You better be careful. You're feeling all good and all fat and happy right now about the damn Giants. Also, you want to take shots of my Dubs? Oh, love it. Get the hell out of here.
Time out.
You know what? I'm feeling spicy right now. You got a Laker fan in here cracking the mic, talking about, who cares about the play? When you were bragging about the damn ISC tournament, the in-season tournament.
Well, that was mostly just to piss you off.
No, it wasn't to piss me off. You were bragging about it. So the hell with you, Spadoni, and your damn L.A. Lakers. I'll see you down at Crypto.com Arena later on in the season, and we'll kick your ass in the play-in tournament all the way to a run in the playoffs. Forget the damn Lakers.
Dude, the Lakers are playing for Darvin Ham's coaching career
right now. They
fighting
are. For his life.
The hell with the Lakers. Life. Get out of here. The Lakers. The
Warriors, 0-1 all-time in the play-in. That loss to the Lakers.
0-2.
Actually, 0-2.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, they lost both.
Remember, they were the 7?
They were the 8.
They were 8. They lost the 7-8 game, and then they lost the,
yeah.
The rebuttal game.
Tough.
Don't forget, that was the 17-rim game from LeBron.
Clutch. Yeah, he saw 3 ribs. So and you Curry will be bragging. Like, you will be bragging about that play again.
No,
so
I will not.
You
be.
Just be prepared.
I promise
for that.
You, I will.
You prepare
not
for that.
I didn't even brag last year when the Lakers beat the Warriors in the playoffs.
No, because I didn't allow you to.
Well, okay. I control the mics.
What was that?
That was me just laughing at the cap that just happened right
oh,
there.
Oh, I thought it was another toilet or something. I didn't know what was going on.
The cap, I didn't allow you to talk smack.
I didn't allow him to
as
talk smack.
You control
smack.
What Spadoni says.
I looked at him every second of that show as I was talking to see if he was smirking. Now I was going to sit his ass home that he could get him out of here. I don't want to see him after Lonnie Walker clicked us in the fourth quarter. Because I looked at Spadoni and I said, I am depressed. I am depressed. And I was depressed. So the hell with the Lakers. You know what? It's personal when it comes to the Lakers. Well,
I'm going to be humble in this one.
He knows that. It is personal. Against the damn team, those frauds in L.A.
It's one-sided personal in this scenario.
No, it is personal. It's two-sided.
Not for me. It's okay.
The hell with Spadoni and the Lakers.
David Sampson, it's just business. It's never personal.
Well, that's why he's out of business. That's why he's in the business of podcasting.
Meadowlark Media.
Good job on his business handling. That fraud, a little snitch. David Fresno, what's happening?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Ooh, man, how do I follow that? Y'all on fire this
Yeah,
morning.
Right, Dave? Hey. Dave, real quick. This guy advocated for a snitch, and he's the biggest Sopranos fan I know. And you know what happens to snitches? They get dug in ditches.
Time out. Tony gave the FBI certain information so that he could get the drop on Phil Leotardo. Hello?
Yeah, I know. Which is why...
Which is why what?
Which is why I don't... You know, Tony lost me a little
bit. No, you didn't. Man. You think you're Tony now.
No, I don't think I'm Tony. My girl thinks I'm Tony.
Because, that's even, that's
you guys
even
all
more
took
of an
me
absurd
off.
Sentence.
David Frizzo, continue.
Gabagool.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for squeezing me in, guys. Now, I was just going to say, you know, stay with the Warriors. You know, it's hard, you know, in the NBA when you guys that make, you know, top dollar, they're not performing consistently. That, you know, Draymond, Clay, Wiggins, you know, it's not like the NFL. We have a larger roster where you can probably find somebody that's on the, you know, on the a backup or something that can step in. In the NBA, your top guys have to perform. They have to perform consistently. And I just don't see an avenue for the Warriors this season or even next season because, you know, Clay comes off the books. It's not like, okay, the NFL, you clear your cap and you can sign somebody. They kind of stuck with what they have. So I just don't see a way, you know, oh, trade Wiggins for what? Because whatever you trade him for, the contract has to match. And who's going to trade for him? Your only trade chip now is Kuminga. It doesn't look like we're going to trade Kuminga. So you kind of stuck with the roster you have. You just got to hope they get better. And I don't see that consistent second all-star or player. You know, Curry, he's playing great, but he's 36. It's very hard to win when your best player is 36 and you count him every night to, you know, to be Superman. That's just too hard to ask, you know. So, again, I love this team. I just don't see an avenue away where they can fix it this season or even in the near future.
Well, let's see what happens in the offseason. Dave,
can I
call there.
Can I throw
let's
something
see,
at you?
Let's see what happens in the offseason because we don't know who's going to be available, what team could be moving what. We don't know what's going to happen.
What if I said this, and don't shoot the messenger. I'm just giving you an alternative opinion that I'm not even sure I subscribe to currently.
Oh, boy.
What if they did this?
Oh, boy.
We always have a build around Curry. We all get that. What if they started building around Kuminga?
I'm cool with that.
And that doesn't mean move Curry. That's not what I'm saying.
Curry's still the top option, but having a mindset to say, okay, if we're committed to Jonathan Kuminga.
Exactly.
How do I surround him?
Let me ask.
How do I maximize him and surround him with the best talent? I'm not mad at that.
So his ceiling, if you were to project today, not knowing the future, and we never even knew Curry would evolve into what he evolved into, but not knowing today what Kuminga can evolve into, could he be a guy in your mind down the line who would be the top dog on a championship level team?
I don't know yet.
With the right roster around him.
I don't know yet. He's only 21 years old.
So what?
It's hard to project whether or not he will be there because I think Steiner, I was listening to Steiner yesterday a little bit, and he made a great point about Kuminga when it comes to his moves. Because this is why I want him to be in the playoffs, shout out to Kuminga, to gain that experience and go through the bumps and roads of a playoff series to figure things out when teams are game planning for you and taking away what you do best. Study made a good point about Kuminga adjusting with his handle and how teams will adjust to him with this first dribble. Will they force him to be a jump shooter?
Yeah.
Will they back off him and really wall off the paint? Because right now he's attacking the basket at will, mm-hmm. and he's dunking out everybody.
And he's taking the mid-range.
The mid-range floater's right there. What's the next step for him? The ball handling, right? Passing. Team defense, because he still gets lost in team defensive concepts like he did the other night with Aldama. And J.K. mentioned it after the game, like, hey, man, they were yelling at me. They had to call timeout. I had to focus up. I had to really focus on the team defense. So that's the next step for him. Can you build around him?
What do you want?
Well, obviously you need shooters. Because Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a player. Okay. When he does attack the rim, he may start to force a lot of double teams.
Oh, I agree.
When you start to force a lot of double teams, you start kicking it out to shooters. Swing, wide open threes.
Don't you think he actually passes better than he gets credit for?
He's a very underrated playmaker.
I agree. Not that he's the, you know, he's not Chris Paul. But I'm saying he's
a very underrated playmaker.
I would agree. And regarding handle, I believe you can develop handle. Kawhi couldn't handle the ball early on in terms of dribbling. Jason Richardson is a famous example for the Warriors. Klay Thompson's another example of a guy who didn't, you know, dribble very well when he first came into the league and has been much, much better. I believe Kuminga can get better at dribbling. What else are you looking for?
I do too. I mean that. And then crashing the glass a little bit. I think he's a very underrated shooter.
No, I'm saying
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shoot.
What else would you build around
you need
him?
Shooting.
Can you play a traditional big? Are you looking for an athletic big?
Absolutely, you could play a traditional big. Because one thing that I was excited about last year, and I wish the Warriors, for whatever reason, I'm not going to question Steve Kerr and his methods and his coaching methods. He's a hell of a lot smarter than I am. It's the reason why he's in that job, and I'm not, right? He knows what he's doing. However, I wish the Warriors were a little more patient when it came to the two-man game between James Wiseman and Jonathan Kuminga. And the small sample size we saw, even in the preseason, early in the season, I thought that could work really well. So if you talk about a big, can he play with a traditional big? I have no doubt that Jonathan Kuminga can play with a traditional. I think it would make him even more devastating. Kuminga throwing lobs, the pick and pop, the pick and roll game. You see him and TJD have a nice little rapport. TJD with a nice pass to JK on the dunk. So, yes, I do think he can play with a traditional big. And you surround him around shooters. Yes, JK is playing well. And he can play. I think he's adaptable, like Stephen Curry.
Is he a three in your mind?
Who cares?
No, we're playing positional basketball. The reason why I care is because I think two guard is their number one need right now.
Hey, look, this is what I know about Kuminga. He can guard guys on the perimeter, and he can rebound. And as a four guy, offensively, he could put his back to the basket or he could face up and do damage. So whether he's a three or four, I think is irrelevant.
So you think he's more of a three or four? Okay.
I think it's just irrelevant.
Okay.
He's a wing player, a wing defender. Are you going to play him as a small ball five?
No, not necessarily.
But
a couple years ago, I thought maybe they could, and I don't think they're going to. Yes. But no, the reason why I ask is like because I'm looking. Draymond Green is talking about, I can sustain playing small ball five, right? So let's say Dre's playing the five. In the offseason, are you looking for a four? Stretch four? Are you looking for another three? Like, That's why I'm asking, like, if you were, hypothetically, to start to build a team, a roster around Jonathan Kuminga and obviously an aging Steph Curry, what does it look like?
Yeah, well, it could be two other wing players who are 6'7", 6'8".
Okay.
They try to work it with Clay, okay. Wiggins, and JK, but they all need the ball in their heads. Like, they all need to have the ball in their heads, so I think sliding Clay off the bench is better for this unit because if you start Clay, Clay's going to get his shots up. Then Wiggins is getting lost in the shuffle, and he's not as aggressive. You start Clay, all of a sudden Kuminga is getting his shots up, and maybe Clay's not getting his shots up, and he's out of rhythm. And then you have Curry, who needs to get going, and you're going to get him his shots. Yeah. He's the most devastating player on your team right now. So what does it look like? Look, I would not focus on whether or not – I think people make too big deal of position. I think once we saw the Miami Heat with LeBron James, they started playing positionless basketball. So whether you're three or four, I think is irrelevant. Can you defend? Can you be a two-way player? And you need more two-way players with JK, but you need some shooters. And yes, a traditional big, a guy who could protect the rim and play above the rim, like Derek Lively II. You were seeing it with TJD and JK. With JK's with that second unit with Chris Paul and Klay Thompson,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, the spacing, diving to the rim. So I think JK, the beauty of him is you can put different type of players around him, whether it's a traditional big, whether it's a shooter, whether it's a traditional point guard. I think you're fine there. You're fine there with JK. Now, how do you build around JK and Steph? That's going to be a big tipping point for the Warriors moving forward, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, we got a break? Oh, all right. They're looking at me. Wow. I can't believe it.
Sorry, they were in, yeah.
No, they were in your ear? Okay, all right. It's time for Caller of the Week. And this week's caller is Gil in San Francisco.
Gil in San Francisco. Hey, What's going on, Gil? You're on the Morning Roast.
This is Christmas, okay? Christmas came early. Ohtani is involved in a scandal. Shalomaru, James Shell. Oh, my God. All I need here is, I don't know, Freddie Freeman. I don't know, something out of care. I wish no ill will on anybody. And if Ohtani is not involved in this, okay. But... come on, man. My wife doesn't have my bank account to wire a dime out, let alone my best friend. I am not believing that his interpreter has a bank account. Really?
That's Gil in San Francisco, who's happy about the Dodgers' misfortune. That was Caller of the Week. Caller to the Roast. And if your call is better than the rest, you could be named Caller of the Week, too. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by The Floor Store. Ha ha, our boy Rob Parker. He's going to join the show and talk about some baseball, talk about some Ohtani, talk about the Dubs, all that coming up with Rob Parker here on The Roast on 85.7 The Game. Yeah. The hell is Fidoni and the Lakers?
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Rob Parker coming up in the second here. Can't stand Spadoni and his Lakers. I really can't. 888-957-9570. Who do I hate more? Who do you hate more? Like Cowboys and Lakers. I can't stand both of those jokers. I guess they're both the same. They're both Laker fans. And Cowboy fans are all one. We know Guru's a Laker and Cowboy fan. Spadoni to Lakers last night.
I lost. I'm out.
I'm out. The Lakers. He used to whisper that. It's like, Guru, he said, why are you so concerned about the Lakers, man?
The Guru fan algorithm is an interesting one.
It is a very interesting
one. Kobe's his favorite player. Let's just, you know what it reminds me of?
That's why. Yeah.
Whenever you see like the FBI doing like investigative searches on who the capo is yeah. And who's the Don and this, that, and the other, and you'll see there's like an entire chart. That's how I break down Guru's fandom. I'm a Pirate fan, but I'm also a Cowboy fan. And then once the Warriors got eliminated, I rooted for the Kings, the Lakers, and the Dallas Mavericks. But also I had an East Coast team, so maybe I'd root for the Knicks. And don't forget, some of my buddies, you know, they're now coaching for the Hawks, so I'm also a Hawks fan.
Yeah, no, I mean, Laker fans are so annoying because they can really root for anybody. Let's ask Rob Parker how annoying Laker fans are. Check out his website, MLBBro.com. Founder and editor, covers black and brown players from around the major leagues, chronically the past of both past and present black and brown players, highlighting their achievements in the game right now from a historical standpoint. Inside the Parker podcast every single Thursday, the MLB Bro Show every Saturday and Sunday. And Rob, good morning to you. Welcome back to the roast, man. Long time no talk. And you got something else cooking in Detroit I want you to explain to the people that I think is groundbreaking and really special for that city. And you being a pioneer behind it. I just saw it on Facebook not too long ago. I believe it's going to be an all-African-American station in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
That is it. It's called. And good, and thanks for having me, guys. Anytime. Always a pleasure, no doubt. But, yeah, man, we're launching all-black sports talk radio station in Detroit called Sports Rap Radio. We're supposed to launch May 16th,
that's right,
which I'm really excited about. And B.J. Armstrong, the former Chicago Bulls. Maurice Ways, who's a former Michigan football player, and Dave Kenny, who's a music guy. The four of us have started this station. And as you know, in this business, and I first got my first sports talk radio job 30 years ago in 1994 in Detroit. I was the first person ever hired on The Fan in Detroit. And the opportunity for African-Americans on the air just aren't good. I mean, it's just a slim pickings, no matter what city. And 4 years ago in Detroit, they had zero African-American hosts. Can you imagine that? Wow. In a city that's 83% black? They had none.
You know, Rob, I'm glad you said that, because I know Bonte won't say it, but I will say it on his behalf. He's one of the only guys who drives a morning show or any show who didn't play at the professional level,
right,
who's a black man in America talking about sports. So, like, yeah, there are few and far between, and I'm very proud of him and all the things that he's accomplished, and it's ridiculous that there isn't more representation. I completely agree with you.
It is, and so that was really what motivated me. So I wrote a column at that time 4 years ago for Deadspin, and they hired an African-American guy named Rico Beard to do the afternoon show to co-host it, and that was so they still have the one guy, but that was 4 years ago. They hired him 10 days after my column was put up. But still there's a void, and we are hoping that we start in Detroit, and I'm really excited about it. But if we start in Detroit, we want to make it a network and try to hit the top 10, 20, 25 black cities in the country. And make it a network, and who knows, maybe it catches on, the format, and before you know it, there's 100 jobs around the country, right, for African-American or brown people to talk sports on the radio, and that's our real hope. So I'm thrilled about it. And basically what I'm saying in my line, my money quote, is basically that Detroit has been listening to American Bandstand for a long time, and we're finally going to give it Soul Train.
Wow.
So that's our
I love that. That's I love that, drop. Rob. That's a great drop right there. And that's why I love the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, which you were inducted into the Hall of Fame for, because, Rob, I tell the story all the time. My first, I met with a white guy from the Dallas Morning News, and then I saw you. And the contrast and the conversations were completely different. The guy from the Dallas Morning News said, yeah, son, you're going to have to pick a lane. You can't write and try to be in sports talk radio. And then I see Rob like 20 minutes later. He's like, dude, do both. Why wouldn't you want to do both? And here I am doing television and radio. So, Rob, I thank you for that, because it is possible to do both and do both lanes. And you have to in this business now. You have to. They're all intertwined, man.
And the more versatile you are, the more valuable you are to an organization. So, you know, when I was doing it, and I've been doing it for almost 40 years between, you know, writing a column and doing radio and doing television and all those kind of things. So the more, the better. Yeah. And, I'm proud of your success.
Nah, I appreciate that, Rob. Nah, we were proud of you, too. And we obviously love talking baseball with you. We love talking basketball with you. We're going to touch all sports here in a second. But obviously, the Shohei Ohtani news has been taking Major League Baseball by storm. So I'll just ask you, Rob, what was your initial reaction to the Shohei Ohtani news?
Couldn't have been worse for baseball. Like they're in South Korea, it's the first game of the year, and the next day, instead of talking about Shohei's Dodger debut, a comeback win for the Dodgers, right, over the Padres, it's this bombshell. And you're not talking about, like, $10,000 changing hands. You're talking about $4.5 million. And the biggest star in the game, his name is attached to this whole thing, and then you got flip-flopping stories and what's going on, and there'll be an investigation. This is bad. My first reaction is, how in the world does an interpreter who makes between, what do you say, 300 and 500,000, right? Being his interpreter, how does that guy get a credit line of 4.5 million with a bookie? Like, I somebody would have to explain that to me. That doesn't make sense.
Well, and Rob, like, it's just there's just so many layers to this one. But also, like, the bigger takeaway to me is, man, betting is everywhere. I don't bet, right? I never had enough money to bet. I always figured, like, man, I work really hard for my money, and I really don't want to see it go out the door. And I never met anybody who's had a successful family and homes and lives who was an active better. It's just in my life. You know what I mean? And so,
no, but you're probably right. And I tell people all the time, go look at Las Vegas. Go look around. You don't think they're making, they're building those buildings because they're losing money, do you?
No. So I guess where I'm going is when I see all of the media attaching themselves to BetMGM, DraftKings, like we're all just taking money, all of us. And if it was legal in California, I'm sure this station would take money and we would be the benefactors of that. But this is the slippery slope that you go up against. And I feel like Pandora's box has been opened, and the regulation portion of it has to be mandatory if you want everything on the up and up and you want to have integrity in these games aren't the WWE and they're scripted.
You're 100% right. And I said it last night on the Odd Couple that sports, the league should probably, not probably, should get out of gambling as hard as it would be for the money aspect. And here's the bigger part, and J.B. Bickerstaff, I don't know that you guys talk about or hear his quotes, but fans have become more vile and angry,
yeah,
not because their team lost, but because they didn't cover, the team didn't cover the spread,
yep,
or the coach took out the best players and then the other team, you know, who was down by 20, cut it to 8, and then you lose money. And they're like, these are what fans are looking at now. And people, let's go back to the NFL. The NFL was doing just fine, but it wasn't the juggernaut that it is now. And when that turned was when fantasy football became prevalent in football. Remember, ABC took Monday Night Football off. Monday Night Raw used to beat the NFL on Monday night. People don't remember that.
Wow.
And when fantasy football, go look at the history of why it came off of network television. It wasn't doing well. And I remember the fantasy football infusion changed it because people now, and this is where the gambling comes in, they're not following their local team. They could care less. They don't want to go to the game because they want to watch their fantasy. They're all the players around the league, they got a player from everywhere. So that's what's more important to them than going to the game and watching your team and hoping your team wins. It's a totally different animal. And that's what made the NFL bigger.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton was just discussing this, saying we feel like a prop because everybody's making these prop bets. And when you don't come up with the rebound, you're like, I had the points, rebounds, and assists prop bet. What are you doing? Shoot the ball or grab that rebound. You're so spot on with that, with the fantasy football explosion, because that's how they got a lot of women involved in the NFL as well.
Yes.
Because women in the Family and Friends League, not to say that women wasn't involved in the NFL, but I started meeting a lot of women who were casual fans who were like, oh, I don't really watch football, but I have that guy on my fantasy football team.
My wife.
Yeah, see, there you
She's
go.
She's in the family league talking smack.
Right. They don't watch it. They're like, oh, but he's on my team.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're rooting for him to catch 5 passes, half 70 yards and a touchdown. You're spot on with that as we're talking to Rob Parker. Here he does all things. Check out his website, MLBBro.com. It's coming up with Sports Rap Radio in Detroit. That's going to get launched, an all-black radio station. First all-black sports talk radio station in the country is going to launch in May in Detroit, Michigan, of course. All right, let's switch gears here and talk about our Giants out here in the Bay Area. They've made some moves. It was a slow offseason. Next thing you know, they end up with Matt Chapman, Blake Snell. They have Jorge Solar, Jung-Hoo Lee. There's a lot of optimism about the Giants this time around, Rob. How much better do the Giants look on paper? And do you feel like all of a sudden they could compete for a playoff spot with this new look roster?
Yeah, I like Blake Snell to me. I mean, now you got Logan Webb and him at the top of your rotation, man. You go into a 3-game series, you're in a good spot right there. I love that. I know Blake Snell should have been signed a long time ago, and I know that they're looking for all kinds of contract specialties that a lot of teams didn't want to deal with, and the Giants accepted it because he basically, right, can bolt after can opt out,
yep.
right?
Yep, after, him and Chapman. After, yeah, opt outs yeah. after each year.
Right. So I mean, the Giants are saying, okay, well, we'll take it. If we win, maybe he'll want to stick around and continue. And if not, that's fine. But at least put a team on the field that can compete and people want to see. We already know the fan base up there and how much people love the Giants. So I'm glad to see that they didn't punt like some of these other teams. Like, I don't know what the Red Sox are doing. Like, there are teams who have punted. But the Giants, I think getting Blake Snell and Chapman and the Soler and the moves that they've made have made that team better. And you know what? In baseball, we just saw it. The best team on paper doesn't always win. The Dodgers have won 100-plus games the last 2 years and got knocked out last year. The Dodgers didn't even lead in any of the playoff games when they got knocked out in the first round. They didn't lead once. I mean, which was incredible considering the year that they have. So that's great for the Giants.
You know, I'm looking at your website right now, MLBBro.com, and you have an article about Mookie Betts. Now, my dad, he recently passed, thought that Mookie Betts was the closest player to Willie Mays that he's ever seen in terms of his ability to change a game from running the bases, the way he played the outfield. And I'm watching him, and to my lifetime, Craig Biggio going from catcher as an all-star to second base to going to gold glove to then going to center field because they signed Jeff Kent, moving to left field, back to second base. Like, he's one of the most versatile defensive players of all time. Are we watching Mookie Betts be a better version of what Craig Biggio was? The guy hit 39 home runs and batted 300, and now he's playing shortstop after being a gold glove outfielder. I feel like the game hasn't talked enough about how great this one player is.
100%. It's funny because I'm going to write a column to start the MLB Bro coverage for baseball season, which is don't forget about Mookie Betts. I get the Shohei, and I'm not trying to discount him and what he's able to do. And they signed Yamamoto, and they're all excited who got shelled in his first start. But that's all good. But don't forget about Mookie Betts, and I'm with you. Nobody of that talent, to see a guy as a gold glove, an MVP, who played the outfield, who moves to second base, he could easily say, dude, I'm a Hall of Fame potential outfielder, right fielder, and why would I move? Why would I upset my apple cart? Why would I, you know, the responsibility of playing shortstop and making plays and turning double plays that need to be turned. You know, it's the difference between winning and losing
right.
if you don't turn that double play and give a team another out. You know, it's huge. So I'm with you. He is one of the top three best baseball players right now in baseball, and we can't sing his praises enough.
No doubt. I'm with you there. Rob Parker here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Couple quick ones for you before we get you out, and we do appreciate the time. Before we get to the Warriors, just got to ask you, because yesterday I had a lot of things going on, but it was the first time in my life where I didn't watch a second of March Madness on the first day. Like, I used to grow, I used to love this stuff. I can't right. name five college players right now, and I'm actually more intrigued with the women's basketball tournament than I am the men's tournament. Does March Madness still do anything for you, Rob?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it really has fallen off. It is amazing on how little people are into it, and I know there's still a gambling aspect, and people right. gamble on it in that, but for me, last night, doing our show, you know, in the background, all we could see was Kentucky. I think that's mm-hmm. the biggest. I think Kentucky losing to Oakland. And everybody needs to say, Oakland, what school is that? Because that's in Rochester, Michigan. Yep. And that's Oakland County, where I used to live and where my house still is in suburban Detroit. So most people don't even know what that school is. And I think it's cemented that John Calipari is the most overrated coach in college basketball history. 15 years there, the talent that's come through Kentucky, one championship, and they've only won one tournament game in the last 5 years.
Yep.
He should be fired wow. at Kentucky. I don't know if they'll do it, you know, but he really has failed them. I cannot get over how bad Kentucky is and John Calipari in his career, great recruiter. I call him can't coach Cal. I mean, I think that's the right.
Hey, Rob, I need your opinion on the Warriors for this year, like right now, because Warrior fans have been spoiled. We've been spoiled, and we're accustomed to the year starting in the second round, and then we start getting super fired up, and this year they're in the box. They're in the play-in game, all right? And they'll be lucky to make it because the Rockets are on their heels, too. What do you got on the Warriors, Steph Curry, and just where they're at as an organization?
You smell that? That's the Warriors. I'm not buying them at all. I'm not. I know everybody. All I ever hear from people, don't count out the Warriors. Don't count out the Lakers. Because I get it. They have iconic players and guys who have won in the past. So people never want to shut the door on them. But my goodness, the West is loaded and a lot of good young teams and scenarios. And I get it. People are always, well, if OKC has to play the Lakers or the Warriors, you know what I mean, with the young team, could they beat them? Sure, they could beat them. But I think it's on fumes in the last legs when you talk about the Warriors. And you've seen it. They'll win a game. They had a nice little stretch going, and then there'll be a game that they need to win, and they don't win it. And that's the thing, the inconsistencies, where you think that they were rolling, right? And then they play a game that they should win or need to win, and they don't do it.
All right, last one for you here, Rob. My guy Shasky over here wants to see LeBron come up north and play with Steph McCurry.
Yep.
I don't. I'm the old school type of guy. I don't think Magic fans ever wanted to see Magic play with Bird. I don't think they want to see Jordan play with his top rivals, like Jordan going to team up with Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas. We don't want to see that stuff. Do you want to see LeBron James and Stephen Curry team up on the Golden State Warriors next season? Because the rumor's hot right now. Come on, Rob, save us here. Tell me you don't want to see this.
No way, no how do I want to see that. I'm with you. I don't want to see that. And I'll say this. I think it would be a mistake on Steph's part because, let's be honest, in the so-called LeBron era, Steph has as many championships as LeBron. Why would you do that? I just don't understand what Steph would get out of it to have LeBron come. And I told you this before, when LeBron retires and they build that statue out in front of the arena in Cleveland, in one hand he'll have a basketball and in the other hand he'll have a suitcase. That's what his career is all about.
I never heard that before.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
It's incredible. Rob Parker here on the roast. We always love talking to you, man. We're going to do it throughout the baseball season. Covers black and brown players from around major leagues, chronically the path of both past and present black and brown players, highlighting their achievements in the game right now and from a historical standpoint. I love it. Inside the Parker podcast every single Thursday. Check it out, the MLB Bro Show every Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, he's launching an all-black sports radio station in Detroit in May. Rob, you're so good to us, man. Continued success for you. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame bid. Sorry that Sam Lubman had to run into you at Oracle Park last season. You had to hear from him.
Good. Yeah. You know I'll be there. You know I'll make my annual trip. I come every year to catch a Giants game, so I'll be there, guys. Nice. Thanks so much. Continued success.
Absolutely, thank you. Rob. Thanks for the time today.
I love it.
Rob Parker here on the board of Russ.
There's a lot of stuff I want to get into. Yep. We play Tyrese Halliburton tonight, the Warriors do, and he said some things that he was alluding to, Rob Parker, that I want to get into in a second. But I want to start with the Mookie Betts thing for just a minute. I know he's a Dodger, and I know people just won't give in like an inch on a player being good who plays for the Dodgers. I do believe you are watching one of the greatest baseball players ever. And I know there was this argument about Mike Trout. And Mike Trout's awesome. Awesome. I don't think people understand how difficult it is to go from center field to right field, be a gold glove right fielder, MVP, and then move to second base last year for the necessity because of Gavin Lux getting hurt, and then moving to shortstop and playing plus shortstop. Craig Biggio is the guy I referenced. He was an all-star as a catcher, won four straight gold gloves at second.
People forget that.
They signed Jeff Kent. He moved to center field, was good in center field, then moved to left field, then moved back to second base. It's very difficult. A-Rod, to go from shortstop to third, Cal Ripken, go shortstop to third, okay, you're still in the infield, I get it. Do people realize what we're watching? And he hit a home run the other day. He is one of the greatest baseball players to ever play the game. And I hope we can just see through the Dodger uniform for just a second. No, not fanatics. And just realize how great he is.
I don't know about greatest ever, right? He's a great player.
I'm not saying he's the greatest ever, but what he's doing is unique.
But you know, obviously baseball's been down, right, in terms of ratings and eyeballs, and a Giants fan's probably not watching every single Dodger game. And a Giants fan's probably not watching every single Red Sox game when he spent six seasons with the Boston Red Sox. Mookie Betts is a special, special talent. I mean, he's a five-tool player. Now, he slowed down a little bit on the base pass. He doesn't run as much as he used to. Only 14 steals last season. But the power's still there.
I mean, come on.
He feasts on mistakes. Think about Game 5 against the Giants in the NLDS at Oracle Park. He was the only one to get the Logan Webb. Three straight singles. Making things happen on the base pass. Making things happen in the infield. And you best not run on him when he's playing in the outfield. Cannon. Because he will throw you out.
Yeah.
One of the best segments, one of the best moments in baseball the last 5 years was Mookie Betts being mic'd up and the ball hit to him in right field. He goes, all right, hold on, fellas. Got to go get this ball real quick. Or whatever he said.
It was incredible.
It's authentic. Mookie Betts is a special, special player. And I think Giants, you say it all the time. You guys are still mad at the Red Sox for trading Mookie Betts to the L.A. Dodgers. And although Verdugo helped out the Red Sox or whatnot, now he's with the Yankees. Of course, it's not an equal deal. They picked the wrong guy not to pay. Mookie Betts is a guy who should have been a lifetime member of the Boston Red Sox.
You think?
I mean, this guy, in the last 2 years, think about what he's done with the Dodgers.
Yeah, give me his numbers.
55 games in a pandemic season, 16 home runs, 39 RBI, batted .292. All right, OPS
is 9. They won the World Series.
OPS is 9.27, right? Then he plays in 122 games, 23 homers, 58 RBIs in a down year. He batted .264 in a down year. Then he bounced back. He goes 35 homers, 82 RBIs, 12 stolen bases, bats .270. Then last year he explodes to 39, 107, 14 stolen bases, 307 batting average, OPS of .987. And now he has Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith batting behind him. So Mookie is an all-time great. He is special.
John Broderick, who's out there somewhere, former FBI agent.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Every time I see him, I'm telling you, Joe, he's as good as Teddy Williams was, if not better. He does everything well. The kid can do everything on the diamond. He called it the worst trade the Red Sox have made since Babe Ruth.
You know, and I'm coming around to that. I am coming around to that. Because when you watch him play,
he's incredible.
It's like, damn, you gave that guy up? You let him go? You didn't have to let him go. Just pay the guy. You're going to get rid of Xander Bogaerts anyway. Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to move on.
Verdugo,
how do you not keep that guy?
I know.
You already traded Verdugo to your rival.
I know.
That is it. And now Boston Red Sox fans are going to be up. They got a hard knock version coming with the Boston Red Sox, and people have no idea outside of Rafael Devers who the hell is on the Red Sox.
Do we have that sound of them going around, Joey? I know you pulled it. Their fans are doing what the Giants fans were doing a couple of years ago. We'll have it in a minute for you. Okay, apologies. But their fans are doing exactly what the Giants are doing. Now, they paid Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
And he's
a special player.
Yeah,
he is.
Mookie won you a World Series. Yeah,
Mookie's next level.
I mean, come on. And you knew you were going to have to pay him, and they gave J.D. Martinez, and they gave all these guys money, and it was just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, nah, you're so spot on to that. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. Look, we're early with the legal. KGMZ, FM, and HD1 services. That's because I'm going to keep talking. I want to get this out the way. Don't forget, you can also watch this every single day on YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you, see, we always kill the reads. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And shout out to the Comcast Business Tech.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.